Blessings upon each of you tonight. Blessings to each of you tonight. We are so grateful of the Lord to have another opportunity to come together for our prophetic prayer partnership. This is one of the most highlighted moments of each and every week for me and for many of those of you who have been a part of our prophetic prayer partnership for a number of years now. If you're just coming aboard, welcome aboard. And if you have been with us for a lengthy amount of time, we appreciate you so very much for being a part of our partnership. I know that the more partners we add to our partnership is the more effective we can be. According to the word of God, one can chase a thousand, but two puts 10,000 to flight. It takes power to the next level when we are able to come together as a community of believers, congealing our faith and praying one accord, praying with one mind, believing that God can turn, that God can change, that God can shift, that God can do the impossible. In the fullness of time, the manifestation of the word of the Lord, a part of your life and mine, will come to its full fruition. We must believe that. We must hold wholeheartedly, and we must hold sternly to that very truth. I encourage you tonight that as you are joining in with us tonight, that you are ready to tap in to this week's impartation. Last week, I began discussing with you concerning the word detox, concerning the word detox. You know, detoxing can be quite the experience. It can also be quite the process because detox simply means that you are putting a distance in between you and that which you have grown accustomed to, which is harming you, which is harming you. And that's not always easy to do. Most people threaten to cut off. Most people, resolve, come up with these resolutions. I'm going to cut certain things off. I'm going to put distance between myself and this thing or that situation or this person and that relationship and all of the other things that we make resolutions surrounding. We start saying we're going to cut it off. And what I am deciding and what I have discovered is that cutting things off is always easier said than done. That's why a lot of the times we find ourselves like dogs returning to its vomit, going back to the very thing that it discarded. It's a graphic illustration. It's a graphic type of example, but it is the best example that can actually describe and to define our relationship with the toxicity that we need to detox from. You know, we find ourselves getting rid of it, but then returning back to it. Because what we don't understand is that with the passing of time, there is a conjoining, there is a bond that is forged and formed with even the thing that is harmful. That's why you will see people remain in something that's killing them. Remain in something that is taking from them. Remain in something that has robbed them. Remain in something that is constantly degrading them because it is easier said than done. I know, I can know I need to leave a thing. I can know I need to give up a thing. I can know I need to put distance in between me and that thing. But there are heartstrings now attached to the association, to the affiliation, to the commitment and to the bond. I have now dedicated myself to the thing that has proven to be harmful to me. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been so committed and so dedicated to the thing that is literally suffocating the life out of you? I mean, many of us can even talk about how we've been committed to unhealthy habits. We're not just talking about unhealthy associations, but even unhealthy habits things that are literally not good for us to consume, or not good for us to be around, or not good for us to partake. I've been in the company of people who will tell you that they are literally allergic to certain things that they consume. It's like, I know this is going to hurt me. I know this is going to harm me. And here's what they say: oh, I'll just take a Benadryl and I'll be all right. Because there is something in us that still has a palate for what has been deemed harmful to us. Isn't that something? And instead of us asking God to remove the taste, clear and cleanse the palate so that I no longer desire that which is harmful to me. I'm allergic to it. It can be life-threatening if I consume it, but because of my hunger and because of my craving, I find myself right back there. This has to be a different kind of year. This has to be a different kind of year. It has to be the kind of year to where you are intentionally cleansing the palate from the things that you have identified harmful and toxic to your existence. How do I keep ending up back in this place? How do I keep getting myself into these situations? How do I keep running around these same cycles? How in the world am I incapable of breaking free of these stigmas? These are things that I could have been done with. These are things I was supposed to be done with. These are things I knew. I just knew I was delivered from this. I just knew I shouted about this and I danced about this. But can I tell you all something? Beyond the dance and beyond the shout and beyond the proclamation and the declaration, do you know that there still has to be a decision? Beyond it, there still has to be a decision. I want you to tell yourself that tonight. I want you to tell yourself, I must make the decision. Come on, come on. I want you to tell yourself that I must make the decision. At the end of the day, I still must make the decision to remove myself and put distance in between me and the thing that is harmful to me. To put distance in between me and the thing that has attempted to destroy me on several occasions. We often talk about Samson and Delilah in church, but I mean, let's really put some critical thinking to this whole entire concept. I mean, at the end of the day, Delilah was very honest with Samson. She told him that she wanted to know the secret to his sauce. She wanted to know the secret behind his strength. And the moment he told her what she asked him, what she wanted to hear, he told her, but he wasn't honest with her, but he told her something. And only to wake up and find that she tried the something that he told her, and that the guards came in to arrest him. I mean, right then and there should have been clear indication and sign. This is toxic, Samson. This girl is out to get you. She's trying to set you up. But that's why I say it's easier said than done. There had to be something in this exchange between Samson and Delilah that kept him telling her. Let's just stop right there. It kept him telling her until eventually he gave her the ammunition to bring about his weakness and his brokenness and his embarrassment and his humiliation. And I want to share with you, I know that you think that you are strong enough to resist a lot of things. I know that you believe yourself to be strong enough to withstand a lot of things. But let me tell you something about temptation. Let me tell you something about toxicity. It continues to eat at you and wear you down until you have no more strength to resist and no more strength to fight and no more strength to withstand. And toxicity is not going to go away until you make a conscious decision to put distance in between you and it. I must now get away from what's been proven to harm me, what's been proven to destroy me, what's been proven to work against me. I must now put distance in between me and it. Put distance there. Put distance there. I want you to declare that right now. I'm putting distance there. I'm putting distance there. You don't have to keep going through this cycle. You don't have to keep going through the ups and the downs and the ins and the outs. You don't have to do that. You can just make a decision to start putting distance there. And you know, distance, listen at this, distance can start out very small in progress. You know, it can be little steps at the first. But what I found out is that little steps create more distance the more those little steps are taken. So start somewhere. You may not be able to make giant steps. You may not be able to make leaps and bounds initially, but making those little steps toward the distance, keeping yourself free from toxicity, keeping yourself cleansed from the palate. From the palate that continues to poison, that continues to contaminate and to convolute, that continues to weaken you. There are things you must consciously get away from. Who am I teaching tonight? Who am I imparting into tonight? Who am I sharing the heart of God with tonight? Who is receiving this tonight? I want you to know that this has to be the kind of year that you don't need extra counseling, that you don't need extra signs, that you don't need to be placed on your back in order to see what you need to put distance in between you and it. What am I saying? Some of us are physically ill simply because we won't change our physical diets. Our dietary needs, the things that we take in. There are some things that we take in that we need to put distance in between us and it. And that's just the reality. But we won't do it. We won't do it until something goes wrong physically with us. Then we want to divorce the thing that we should have been divorced. Then we want to get rid of the thing we should have been gotten rid of. But by that time, it's too late. The damage has been done. It is time for us to start making the decisions that's going to preserve us, the decisions that's going to sustain us, the decisions that's going to prosper us, the decisions that's going to prolong us and give us a better quality, the decisions that will keep us sane and serene and tranquil. We need the types of decisions that's going to keep us in a productive mindset, creative and conscious and cognizant. We need those kinds of decisions. Sober-minded. Isn't that what the Bible told us to be? Told us to be sober-minded and vigilant. Why did we need to do that? Because our adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. It is imperative that we are so mindful of the tactics of the enemy. Some of us need to understand that the enemy cannot get to us until we are first weakened, until we are first vulnerable, until we are first off guard, until we are first off kilter. And the moment we are off of our balance, is the moment that he can swoop in because it's easier to annihilate us when, watch this, we are off kilter, when we are out of pocket, when we are out of place, when our posture is off. It is easier for us to become prey to his teeth. My God, I feel like imparting to somebody tonight. I feel like teaching tonight somebody. And I know you're here because we're going to pray and we are going to pray. But I feel in the spirit world that we have got to become stronger this year. We've got to become stronger this year and more resilient. We've got to become a force, a formidable force, a force to be reckoned with in the earth realm. Do you not understand the kind of potential that is within you? How powerful you actually are? How amazingly resistant and resilient you actually are? You don't really even know your own value. And the reason why you don't know your own value is because you are constantly overwhelmed. You are constantly frustrated, deflated, and even defeated because you're always taking in that which is toxic, giving room to that which is toxic, keeping close that which is toxic, always conversing with that which is toxic. And this has to be the season, the year that we detox. It is time for us to detox. It is time for the distance to be placed in between us and the thing that has kept us drained and depleted and always distracted and always turning to our vices and always turning to some format of relief and release, and always has us out of and off of our posture and post, just randomized. We are randomly wandering because we have not put distance in between us and the toxicity. It's time for the toxicity to go. Everything in your life that is toxic, everything in your life that has no business in your life, everything in your life that's been consuming and taking up space and keeping you so occupied that nothing that can help you and enhance you and thrust you and propel you, it can't get close to you because you are so enamored with that which is toxic. And let me tell you something about toxins. Toxins won't let anything healthy get in and live within you. That's why every kind of potentially good connection that you go to make, it's always your toxic connections that talk about those healthy connections and downplay it and try to convince you to watch after it or keep your eye on it because I don't trust it. No, the reason why you don't trust it is because you're not to be trusted. No. You're toxic. You're toxic. You're toxic when you don't allow new connections to come aboard, connections that can enhance me and connections that can cause me to grow and connections that can move me through different doors and different avenues. Your jealousy. Oh, let me leave this alone because I feel like I'm tapping into something now. Now I feel like I'm meddling. Your jealousy and your envy keeps those things which is healthy away from me. But I want you to know if I have to make a choice of what to keep and what to discard, it's going to be the toxicity. I'm getting rid of what's toxic. I'm getting rid of what's suffocating. I'm getting rid of what's killing me. I'm getting rid of what's choking out my potential. I'm getting rid of it. And I am going to detox, putting distance in between me and it, starting to take the formula. Listen at this, because most of the times the concoctions of detox is a formula that must be put together, a formula that must be, if it's not already made, because sometimes you can go into these certain stores and you can buy the already made product. But then there are some who like to do, those natural detoxes. And when you do the natural detoxing, you have to do your mixture. You got to put those ingredients and those components together. And that's where we got to get to there. We got to get to putting and meshing and welding all of those components together so that we can consume them so that the detox can begin. I want us to detox naturally, physically. Yes, physically. We got to detox physically. And then we must detox financially. And then we must detox spiritually. We must detox mentally. Are y'all catching this? We must detox emotionally. We must detox relationally. We must detox, watch this, occupationally. We must detox. We must get rid of the things and put distance in between the things that have kept us from advancing. Your days of being kept from advancing and advancements are over. Those days are over. There's no reason as to why you should not be in a healthier space financially, a healthier space mentally, a healthier space emotionally, spiritually, physically. Why aren't you in a healthier space relationally? What's going on? Too much toxicity in the camp. It's too much in there. We must detox. We must detox. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it before it causes other diseases. Get rid of it before it takes you out. Get rid of it before it annihilates you and destroys your life. Get rid of it before it removes all of the quality from your life. Get rid of it because you are more valuable than you know. We have entertained the toxic community. We have entertained the toxic choices and decisions long enough. We have been here long enough. And I'm telling many of you that's connected to this call, let me just take a look right here. Let me just see. Yes, we got over 115 of you that's on right now between our Zoom and our conference line. It's about 115 of you that's on right now. And can I tell you something? You need to get rid of those things that enough is enough. And no, I may not be your pastor. For many of you, I am. But I am a voice of the prophetic that has come to give you a clear word. Enough is enough. You have gone around this cycle long enough. You have been making these same detrimental choices long enough. Enough is enough. It's not them. It's you. It's not the things that you pick up. It's you who picks up those things. It's you. Now get rid of not just the toxicity, but get rid of the taste for toxicity, the palate, the desire, the lust for. Get rid of it. See, it's not just what's in you, it's the desire you have to put more of it in you. Praise God. It's you. It's not everybody else. No one is making you do anything. It's you. And it's decision time. It's decision time. You have been in this place long enough. You've been hurt long enough, broken long enough, wounded long enough. You have been distracted long enough. Now is the time for you to lock in to a healthier you, a you that is on the other side of the struggle that you have struggled with all of these years. There's another you, and you have been in that place of brokenness, weakness, excuses. You've been in that place long enough. No more. The Father would say, no more. I want to know who's receiving this right now. I want to know who's receiving this right now. I'm getting ready to pray for you. I'm getting ready to pray for you. But I declare, when you want better, you will pursue better. When you want better, you will pursue better. You'll stop talking about better and you will start pursuing better. And the first thing you got to do is you got to get rid of the poison. You got to get rid of the venom. You got to get rid of it. And not just rid of what's already in your system, you have to get rid of the desire to put more of it in your system. Because you know what's been happening with many of us? We've been cutting off people, but we've been choosing new people who are like the old people we cut off. Praise God. Because we thought it was people. It's not the people, it's the spirits that are attached to the people we keep choosing. It's the spirits that are attached to it. It's new people, but the same garbage. New people, but the same drama. New people, but the same cycles. That it's no longer them at this point. It's you at this point. You got to start asking, so why do I keep choosing like this? It's because my palate is not cleansed. I have a taste for this kind of nonsense, and I got to get rid of the taste in me for this kind of drama, this kind of trauma. I got to get rid of the taste that I have. The palate must be cleansed. I must detox. I must put distance in between me and it. How many of you are, oh my God, Talabo Shama, I'm ready. I'm ready for that kind of distance. I'm ready for the distance between me and what's been frustrating me, because I feel like movement is up ahead. Movement is up ahead, and we cannot be restricted in our movement. We cannot be prohibited in our movement. We can't be prevented in our movement. It's time for us to go forward, and to go forward with such a readiness. For it's time for us to change our countenance. Change our countenance. Why do we still keep people around us? Listen at this. Why do we still keep people around us who upset our spirit when it's time for us to pray, or when it's time for us to worship, or when it's time for us to pursue business, and when it's time for us to pursue education? Why would we continuously give audience to people who will not support our pursuits and respect the boundaries while we are pursuing a greater us and a better us? Why do we keep others around us? Because we have a taste for toxicity. We have a taste for it. And it is time for us to put distance in between us and those things. Distance must be created. And distance may start out small, but if you keep taking little steps, before you know it, you'll be far away from the thing that you never thought you could part with. Never thought you could part ways with it. But if you take them steps, small steps, be that as it may. If even if I take those small steps, I'm still stepping. I'm still stepping. I want every person that's connected right now to this call tonight, I want you to make a declaration with me tonight. I'm stepping. I'm stepping. Come on. I want those two words. I'm stepping. I'm stepping. Yes, I see them typing it on the Zoom platform, and I pray that you all that are on the conference line are saying it. I'm stepping. I'm stepping. I'm putting distance between me and my traumas. I'm putting distance in between me and the drama. I'm putting distance in between me and all that happened. I'm putting distance in between. No, you don't have that kind of access to me anymore. I'm stepping. I made up in my mind that I must put distance in between me and all things toxic in my life. I'm detoxing. Well, you acting funny. No, I'm just detoxing. I'm detoxing. I'm cleansing my palate. I'm not only cleaning out my system, I'm cleaning out my palate. I'm ready to pray for you tonight. I want to thank God for those of you who have submitted your prayer request. I want to acknowledge and make mention of the praise reports that I have received tonight. I want to thank Lorraine Williams for submitting a praise report. She says, thank you for all your prayers. I'm happy to report I have found a good job with benefits and peace that I could not find this time last year. My desire now is a visitation from God so that I may be completely committed to Him through His knowledge and wisdom. God bless you, man of God. You are a true servant. Well, thank you so much, Lorraine. We are praising God for the beginning of the rest of your days. And I pray that this commitment comes upon you. And remember, Lorraine, the commitment that you're praying for, it is a decision. So make that decision today. And as you draw close to Him, He will draw close to you. The next praise report comes from Patricia Prelo, who says, my brother is able to eat without vomiting up the food. What an amazing testimonial. God bless you, Patricia, and your brother, and may the Lord complete the healing in his life in Jesus' name. Thank you for your prayer request submitted. Amen. We're going to continuously be praying for you, Celeste Johnson, Benita Clark, Rosalinda Archbold, Michelle Smith, Verna Simmons, Chanel Kelly, Michelle Tarua, Annette West, Merritt and Taj Maletti Freeman, Tara Sorrells, Garfelia Kerr, Dexter Neal, Tanya Bryant, Diane Harsh, Latina Neely, Shirima Abdullah, Shavaya Williams, Sandra Morris, Nyasha Cooper, Patsy Rizzo, Shamika Horton, Pickamon Rockmore, Vernon Thompson, Martin Merced, Judy Battle, Richard Tarua, Redonia Johnson, Johnny Stafford, Latoya Nugent, Janet Durbin, Denise Bryant Brooks. We are believing God for each of you who have submitted, and it is time for us to go before the Lord in prayer. Let's go. Let's pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, your name is holy. Your name is righteous. Your name is worthy. I honor you so very much. I praise you. We give you our all tonight. We worship and we adore your holy name. You are the God that is bigger, bigger than anything, bigger than all things. You're greater, you're grander. Oh God, and we thank you. We pay obeisance to you. We kneel before you. We submit to you. We open up our hearts unto you. You are the giver of light and life. You are the reason we live, move, and have our being. You, O God, are the one that we look to, the one we lean upon, the one we depend on. Father, your word is a life source to us. As you speak, we live. As you speak, we thrive. As you speak, we progress. As you speak, we are strengthened. And Father, thank you for speaking. Thank you for being ever mindful and attentive unto your people. God, tonight, as we come in prayer before your presence, we ask, oh God, for a special touch to be released to your people. Father, from the crown of heads to the very soles of feet, we thank you, Father. Thank you for preserving us up until this time. And now, God, even in this moment, we recognize that there needs to be a turning. We recognize that there needs to be a shifting. We recognize the necessity of a barrier breakthrough. Father, break through every ceiling, break through every window, break through every floor, break through the walls. We declare that all things that have kept us encapsulated and behind barriers, we pray that those items and those articles be broken through. The scriptures call you the breaker. We declare that the breaker has come, and you have come to break us through by your power divine, by your spirit, that you supply to us the authority, not just the explosive power, but the authority, and then the format of power that interprets to ability. We speak to the ability of every individual that is on this call. Those that have felt like they have not had the energy to continue, the strength to pursue. We speak to the ability. Let there be a revival and a rehabilitation of ability in the name of the Lord Jesus, that as we're walking with explosion and as we're walking with authority, we also walk with ability. You have given to us as an investment ability. And Father, we are praying that there be a tapping into ability, ability that would preserve not only individuals, but an ability that would preserve generations and communities and families. We pray now, God, that there be a meshing together, a merger. I thank you now that there be a collaboration. I thank you that you are now bringing us together with the things and the persons who are healthy, healthy connections for the future, healthy connections for the next move, healthy connections for the pursuit. We declare your goodness in the land, your goodness in the earth. Father, let our feet tread upon the soils that you have meant and purposed for us to have. We declare that even when funds are not present and when funds are low, because our faith is present, we declare that our faith become a currency, that our faith becomes spendable, that whatever it is we require in this season of life, that our footsteps would walk on territory in which we'd be able to possess. We thank you now for new doors, new spaces, new lands, new territories. We declare that the priorities of the people of God are coming into divine alignment. We decree and we declare that the faith of the people of God are standing upright and standing strong. We pray, God, now that you give us divine strategies for forwardness in the name of the Lord Jesus. Our toxicities and our lusts and our attachments to toxicity, even our entanglements and our imprisonments to toxicity, has proven to be a distraction to decisions and to choices and to pursuits and to steps and progress, things that we have needed to do. And we tonight rebuke every distraction. We rebuke every toxin that has gotten down in our spirit, every seed of the enemy that have taken root down in our spirit and has even attempted to grow the kind of tare that would choke out the wheat, choke out the potential. We declare that those tares be plucked up by the root, those seeds planted by enemies and those seeds planted by the devil himself be plucked up by the root. And Father, you set us ablaze, set those tares on fire, that they never be able to resurface, that they never be able to grow and wrap themselves around our potential. We declare that a ring of fire would be placed around every believer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every hex, every fortune telling, every voodoo spell, every witchcraft, every source, my God, of brainwashing and manipulation, we pluck it up by the root and we declare we suffer the witch not to live. We suffer the warlock not to live. Every vile and diabolical thing that has been planted in our lives to keep us blind and stagnant and halted, we pluck it up by the root. We pray that the scales fall off of the eyes of the blind, that the blind will be able to see and to decree. We declare that no seed of witchcraft will prosper in our spirit. We pray that anything that has been at work against us, that it now works against itself, that it works itself out of our systems. We rebuke the power that has been attached to curses and word curses that have been spoken into and over our lives. We rebuke the power attached to it. We render it helpless, that it will now have no effect on us. In the name of the Lord, we declare that this next season of our lives will be seasons of purpose and days and weeks and months of progress. I pray that even for many that are connected to the call, that they play catch up, that they will catch up if they've been behind, if they've been lagging, if they've been stagnant in any way, cause them to catch up. Whatever door seemingly started closing because they were slothful in their movement or incapable of discerning the moment, Father, I pray that your grace would hold up the door, put a foot in the door, and leave the door ajar, giving them time to catch up. We thank you that nothing will be missing, that nothing will be past tense, nothing broken, nothing faltered, nothing falling to the ground. You have given us the clemency and the clearance, and we thank you for the clarity tonight. Our eyes will behold it, our hands will touch it, our feet will walk on it. We will possess it. We will take full possession of land, full possession of properties, full possession, full possession in the name of Jesus, full possession of victory, full possession of residential, my God, acquisition, full possession of entrepreneurial pursuits, full possession of family restorations, full possession. We declare it by faith in the name of the Lord. And if there is any sick among us, we declare them healed. We declare them healed. And even as I'm praying, put your hand over the area. We declare the healing virtue of God to go through those hands that are now touching those areas. Whatever it is, you know. Whatever it is, they know. Now show us signs and wonders and miracles. Move by your spirit and power. Show and demonstrate your power in the name of the Lord. Manifest yourself and allow us to see your good works manifested in the lives of the believer. Thank you for healing. Thank you for touching. Thank you, Odia Shama. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We give you glory for it. And we know that whatever we ask for in faith, it is already done. You're not deliberating. It's done. You've already made a decision, and it's done by faith. We give you glory. Not one word that you have ever spoken to us will fall to the ground. We will live to see the goodness of our God in the land of the living. We give you praise now. We give you glory now. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray this prayer and release it in the atmosphere. Thank God and amen. I want you to lift your voices wherever you are. Lift that praise, lift that worship, give it unto God. Come on, let's bless him now. Let's give him glory now. Let's honor him now. He is worthy. He has spoken. We have heard him, and we honor him for what we have heard. Come on, bless him now. 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 We will not let the enemy play tricks with our minds. We will not let the enemy, my God, overshadow. We will not let the enemy attempt to defeat and to destroy. We have the victory now, and we declare it by faith. The healing virtue of God, the complete restoration, the complete healing of God. Go through. Glory to God. We thank God for touching those that have been, amen, that we have been praying for. Our mother Adele Walker and our elder Antoinette Freeman and our prophet is Cynthia Benjamin. We are declaring the full and complete and total healing virtue of God to be their portion. Nothing lacking, nothing missing, nothing broken by the power of God. We declare it now by faith, and it is so. And it is so, and it is so, and the enemy is defeated, and he certainly is a lying wonder. Stand on the promises of God. Saints, tonight, I want you, as we prepare to depart off of our prophetic prayer partnership, I want you to make a conscious decision. Yes, a conscious decision to make those steps to put distance in between you and that which is toxic. It is time to detox. This is the doings of the Lord. Oh, so much more he has in store for you. By faith, it is so. Thank God for you. We love you so very much, and we value you as a consistent prayer partner for these Monday night partnership calls. I believe that your week is going to be amazing as you continue to dedicate and even rededicate yourself to the Lord. Continue to hold on to God, saints, and he certainly will hold on to you. Draw nigh to him. He'll draw nigh to you. This is your season to recover all. And I want you to do just that. Recover all. That's right. It is the will of the Lord. God bless you. Love you all so very much. And don't forget to join me in the morning, 7 a.m., Eastern Standard Time. We'll be on with our morning boost. I'll be leading you this week. I want to catch you there. Good night.